paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
But we just started talking about spying and stuff, and we were like, do people really, as adults, spy on each other? And we got this call yesterday from quote-unquote Joe.
Well, a friend of my father's asked me to go to work at his very prominent company to see who was working and who was playing around during the day. He's going to do some cutbacks. And so I've been hired in a very small, at the bottom of the totem pole, basically, to see, to get a report who's working hard and who isn't during the day. And I've seen a lot of very interesting things.
I can understand the theory behind that decision, but isn't that like the job of the managers to be able to keep an eye on the employees and make that determination?
He probably has his eye on the managers.
Yes, I do. That's part of my job. I'm looking at the supervisors and also, you know, the lower-tiered people and looking at everybody. There are 18 employees. He's going down to 12, and they don't know it. They have no idea how much they're about to lose.
Has anybody already been eliminated or saved in your mind?
Well, there are a few people, you know, who haven't been so nice to me. And one guy in particular, you know, he's never taken me to lunch. He's never thanked me for, you know, doing the chores that I've done under him. And he's not looking good right now. He's not a very nice guy.
What are some of the things you've seen going on already?
Some of the girls are 4 hours on the phone with their friends. And, you know, they act like they're working, but they're gossiping. And, you know, one guy's on the internet constantly, doing things that shouldn't be doing on the office computer and stuff like that. These people are pretty much gone, and everybody's not looking good right now, a lot of people, so it's going to be hard to even cut it down to six. And,
what does anything qualify you to do this?
No, not really.
I'm just curious, can you say how much he's paying you to do this and how long it's been going on?
I've been there for 6 weeks, and I'm being paid very nicely.
How much are we talking about?
Well,
ballpark.
You're in a voice disguiser.
Oh, okay. I'm making 80 grand.
80 grand for 6 weeks of work?
No. That's the annual. That would be the annual salary. Yes. There's one girl that's safe. There's a little bit of a drama with this one girl that I kind of like in the office.
Oh no.
You mean like in a sexual kind of way?
Well, in a romantic type of way, yes.
And she's safe no matter what she does for the next week?
I would say she's safe.
Oh, oh,
having that kind of power is awful.
Here we are, kicking that harp's ass today.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, good morning.
How are you? Joe has agreed to come on with us every day, and he's going to tell us what he saw the last 24 hours and kind of give us a rundown of really what he's going to end up telling the boss at work in order to make the cuts. So what'd you see over the last 24 hours, man?
Made a few decisions, I think, and I understand that I'm going to be doing this until May the 1st. That's the first decision that was made.
Okay.
Okay, so that's when the first cut happens?
Yes.
Okay.
No, yeah, and I thought I'd describe some of the characters that I work with.
Hold on. Quick question before you do that. The first cut on May 1st, is that just going to be one person, or is that going to be all six?
I think that's going to be the big shebang.
All six in one day.
That's when the last class bell rings and the entire team runs down to the gym to see who made first team and who made second
right.
team.
Right. I'd rather have that whole big cut at one time rather than knowing every day you came into work that it could be me today.
Yeah. Yep. And it'll be a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, you know it. If you get called into the boss's office on Friday, at least you get some relaxation on Monday.
They have no idea.
So what'd you see over the last 24 hours that has swayed you one way or the other with some of these people?
Well, the one character that I was watching yesterday, I'd like to call him Gassy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right. Gassy.
There's a gentleman that spends 30 minutes in the bathroom. He takes long bathroom breaks. He's obviously got some intestinal problems.
So he would just sit in the stall for 30 minutes? Does he bring in, like, an AJC with him?
I don't know what an AJC is.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
He doesn't bring a magazine, no, but he just, paper. he just sits there. And he's gone for a long time, and I'm on the fence about him because he doesn't, he's very productive in the office, though. So,
now, how often, Joe, does he spend time in the bathroom?
I would say he takes a good 3 bathroom breaks a day and 30 minutes each time.
Wow. Oh, boy,
yeah.
Okay.
He's got irritable bowel syndrome, or he's just slacking off.
Yeah, I can't tell which. And,
he could be lactose intolerant, which is always fun.
I don't know. But I like to call him Gassy. And
Gassy.
But the thing is, he's a good guy, and he got...
you can't fire a guy for being gassy, but I guess you can fire a guy for taking 90 minutes worth of breaks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But the thing is that the other night, he got me and some of my friends tickets to the Braves game on Tuesday night, and they were great tickets, even though the Braves lost. And, I want to get some Braves tickets during the year.
How fair is this?
Stop. You got to judge them on their performance, not on what they're doing for you. You're abusing this position.
He said that he was a good employee. He just took long breaks. So if he accomplishes more... spending,
no,
90
that's fine.
Minutes on the
No. But that's not why he's making his decision. Yeah, he's making his decision because it's Braves tickets.
You're going to end up firing somebody that deserves to be there just because you're getting free tickets from Gassy. This is people's lives at stake here, man.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Gassy, I can't wait to get the trading cards.
Well, he's on the fence right now, so we'll see what happens.
All right, who else?
We've got a young lady I like to call the hypochondriac.
Okay.
She's constantly laying her head on her desk, always complaining something's wrong, a headache, a migraine, and I think she's pretty much gone. She's a complainer, so she claims there's something wrong with her internally.
Now, how was her work? I mean, how was her productivity?
No, she's very smart. She's a very smart lady, but she's constantly complaining, and this is something's sick. She's sick. There's germs, and she's not a... definitely on my list being gone.
Well, that's almost an understandable one there, because even if she's getting her work done, if she's like a cancer to everybody else there and she's spreading a bad attitude, then that makes sense to me why you could let her go.
Exactly, and it's making everyone else feel sick because she's always sick. There's something going wrong, so...
Okay.
And those are the characters that I've been watching the last 24 hours.
I'd love to see that woman's pill closet. Have you guys ever known a real hypochondriac? When I was growing up, my neighbor's mom was a hypochondriac, and you should have seen that woman's cabinets in her bathroom.
Like prescriptions and every
she had every affliction known to man, and it was all, unbelievable to watch those. Like, if it's a real, I don't know if he's exaggerating, because I'm sorry, quote-unquote Joe, but you don't hold a ton of credibility with me right now because of the whole Braves tickets thing, and then yesterday you talked about wanting to save some guy because he took you to lunch and the other one didn't or whatever. So, I don't know if you're just making up this hypochondriac thing because you don't like this woman, but if we were to do a case study on, a real hypochondriac, fascinating.
Really?
And those
absolutely
fascinating. And those are always the ones, not only are their medicine cabinet in their home, and sometimes kitchen cabinets full of prescriptions, but they're the type that when they walk, their purse jiggles with pills because they carry half of their, medicine cabinet in their purse.
Is she like that, or are you just nicknaming her this because she just complains a lot that she's not feeling good?
Oh, no, this is her. This is her. Pills for everything. Remedies for everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Vitamins. Maybe 10 different vitamins every day. So.
And always complaining about her joints are aching or her muscles are sore or something?
The joints are aching, her menstrual cycle, this and that. The main thing is germs. So...
So, Joe, you mentioned somebody yesterday that we deemed Sweetie Pie, and this is a woman in the office who is safe because you think she's hot. So how's that going?
She's wonderful, and nothing's happened yet, but I think it will eventually, and I'm trying to wait till all this is finished, but she's wonderful and very good worker, I guess,
This is the question I was going to ask you. If you were a legitimate consultant and you went in there, and you were observing Sweetie Pie, as you call her, would you say she's one of the better workers in the office, honestly?
No.
So you'd be willing to... You're willing to keep her on, even though she's not a great employee, because you have kind of a thing for her, and you're going to fire somebody that legitimately should be there?
Well, I don't think there's a lot of people in the office that should be fired from what I've seen, but Sweetie Pie is a wonderful person, and she deserves credit for that.
God.
I'm giving her credit for that.
You almost can't blame this guy. You got to blame the boss that decided to hire him, you know?
For not knowing any better. I wish we could get in touch with the boss. Yeah, because lives are at stake. I mean, you think this is a game and this is a joke, but, I mean, these are people's careers and their lives and their livelihoods, and I'd really, you know, I just think it, yeah, I just think it's crap.
Hey, Joe, hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put some other listeners on, but I can't put both of you guys on together or everybody's going to be on The Voice Disguise, all right? So hold on one sec.
Because it seems that Joe, who is at an age where he doesn't know what the AJC is a guy who...
He's real mature to make decisions.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he take the AJC with him? I'm sorry, I don't know what you're referring to.
Right.
So he's at an age where he doesn't understand what responsibility's about and what building a career's about and that kind of thing.
Is The Voice Disguiser off there, Jeff? You still playing Hangman? Okay. Morning, Kathy. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, Bert. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm sitting here listening to this. I'm an HR consultant here in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that hired this person, I mean, he really needs to... weigh his risk here, because this guy's talking about, you know, keeping people because they're cute, firing people because they're gassy. He's all over Title VII. I mean,
I don't know
what Title VII is. What is that?
Title VII is a Civil Rights Act, and it says, you know, you cannot fire people for any kind of discriminatory reason. You know, and all over the ADA, which is Americans with Disability, gassy could have a disability.
True, that's true.
You know,
well, and if there's no file on these people, like, that's another thing. If you fire me from a job I've been at out of the blue just like that, and you don't have a file of any complaints or any problems or any meetings with me, I would absolutely have a problem with that.
Yeah, but I don't really like blame this guy. I mean, he's just some nobody that...
I know, but still.
I mean, it's not fair for sure, but I mean, it's the boss that made this decision to have this guy in and making decisions on who's going to keep their job and who's not.
Well, I don't think it totally takes this guy out of the wrong, though.
Right, exactly.
He's an adult, and he's still totally acting immature and completely in the wrong. But my question is, can't employers fire you for any reason whatsoever? They don't even have to have a reason in Georgia.
Can they?
I think so, because if they're downsizing and there's a financial
reason.
That's
all they have to say. We're downsizing.
And
sorry.
That's it. Morning, Tracy. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
My comment is, on May the 1st, when he goes in to report all this stuff on these people, is he going to say, quote unquote, Sweetie Pie is safe because she's a hottie, and Gassy is getting the axe because I wasn't sure about Brave's tickets?
That's a great question.
He's not a consultant. He is the son of this guy's best friend. All he has to say are, these are the people that I don't think are good workers. And I mean, because that's all he's got to say. And the guy says, okay, because this is his best friend's son.
Well, that raises a good point. We'll ask him if he's going to go in there and give legitimate reasons why they should be axed, or is he just going to give a list of names?
See, I don't think he has to justify it because of the family, you know, the family friendship.
And I'm going
to
guess the boss man is like, this is a boss who's not in the department. Like, he's probably so far removed from it. That's why he's saying this game. Because if you're a boss and you work in the department and it's only 18 people, you know who's pulling their weight and who's not. You know what the rumors are around the office and who's taking 3 30-minute bathroom breaks a day. Like, you know that. You don't need to send somebody in. So I bet he's just going to put a list together and go, in order from 1 to 18, here's who I think should be let go.
We'll get him back on in a second to answer that. Okay, Lisa, you're going to be the last call on this time around. We're going to talk to him again tomorrow.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing great, just sitting in beautiful Atlanta traffic in the rain. I've been in HR for about 12 years, and I've gone through several downsizings, and Georgia is a right to hire and fire state, but that doesn't hold squat in court. Doesn't matter. You have to have a reason. Even in a downsizing, you've got to create a matrix as to why one person was let go over another, especially if they're in the same position or if they're over 45.
Because I think on the other side, like, we cannot forget about these people and these lives that are affected by this. If I was fired, even in a downsizing, and if my livelihood was, and especially in this economy, and it's hard to get another job, then, I mean, as the fired employee, I would do everything I could in order to try to get something to live by. So what she's saying is, I don't think these employees, if they don't feel they were fired for legitimate reasons, are just going to sit back and say, you know what, you're right. I mean, they're going to try to fight it.
Totally. And the employees have every right to request to see the matrix as to why they were chosen over another person if they like you said, if there's no file or no history of disciplinary problems or, you know, any known reasons, they just show up one day and, you know, you get the old adage of the pink slip, the employee has the right to see that matrix and why it was determined that they, over another person, they have complete access to that information.
Now, you said earlier, unless they're 45, what does that mean?
Protection. If you're over 45, you have age protection, and that employers have even more, have to have even more reason as to why you were let go. You're age discrimination. And you have, like, if you're under 45 and you're let go and you're offered a severance package, you only have usually like 10 days to review and sign and return that severance agreement. If you're over the age of 45, you can have anywhere from 45 to 60 days to actually review and dispute anything in the severance agreement.
And now you know why the reason why McCoy's still on the air over at Star.
Oh, Bert. Oh, see, remember that conversation?
Was that out loud?
Stop.
Was that out loud?
Bert.
Oh, I can't believe you say that. No,
rude.
Bert.
I don't think that's cool.
He's rude.
Bert. You know he's not even a man.
Damn him.
Stop.
It's that blurred line of confidence and arrogance and
just
being a jerk.
Rude.
Men don't know the difference.
And I think you should remember you have a birthday coming up next week.
Stop it.
What does that mean? And then I'm approaching the same age. Hey, will you put the voice disguiser back on? Let's get Joe on.
Word.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I think really the bottom line here, dude, is that I think you're forgetting that these are lives at stake here, man. I mean, there are people that deserve to be in that office.
Yeah, but my life's at stake, too, and this is a job for me, and he's going to do the thing anyway, so, you know.
So do it ethically. So do it right and do it ethically and base it upon their work and their productivity, not upon their personality. Or, you know, or whether they like you or not.
Well, I am basing it on their work and their productivity. That's exactly
no, you're not.
You're
keeping the hottie around because she's hot.
And she's giving you attention. You sound to me like a very insecure person who needs a lot of attention. And if people don't give it to you or make you feel like you're the coolest whatever, then you're going to have them on the get fired list.
Well, I think it's a pretty good indicator how you treat people is how you're going to be with the team in the long term.
All right. You are self-centered, you know.
Don't you.
I don't think I am.
Son of a butter stick.
I think I'm going to give him a pretty accurate report on how these people are, you know.
Kind of report are you going to give? Tell me what you're going to say about Sweetie Pie that justifies her staying there. And I mean, because what you've told us has nothing to do with her job performance.
Yeah, are you legitimately going to tell him, look, this is the reason why this guy's got to go, this is the reason why he's got to go and she's got to go, or are you going to make stuff up?
No, I'm not going to make anything up. I'm going to say, you know, he's gassy, takes 30-minute bathroom breaks. You know, so-and-so is cheap, even though he makes a lot of money. He should be taking me out to lunch, things like this.
That's
he never did for all the chores I did for him. And, you know, I'm going to tell him about the hypochondriac, I'll call her, you know, laying her head on the desk, you know, complaining this and that. She's making everyone else in the office feel sick. There's nothing dishonest about that at all.
What
That's
about
exactly
Sweetie Pie?
Happening. She's like the sweetest person in the world.
But she's not even a good worker. I'm not going to make you realize what you're doing here. All right, Joe.
Well,
all right, we'll talk to you later, man.
Let's see if Sweetie Pie, you know, accepts his advances or rejects them before the 1st of May, and then that'll determine her job, and that's, you know, that's a typical workplace environment for
some
people.
Good point.
Hey, Joe, we'll check in with you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, bye.
I'm done with him.
We've got 4 days to try to figure out, you know, how to talk him out of this.
I don't like him.
Moron.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Producer Tracy told me yesterday right after the show that she got a call from Lucifer Joe.
I did, and he is very, very disappointed in all of you.
Oh.
Not mad, just disappointed?
Disappointed.
I was supporting him.
But he's not mad at you.
Of course not.
Jeff had his back. You want to tell us what we're about to walk into here?
Jeff's one of
his
Lucifer
soldiers. No, I think it would be nice if you just walked into it. I would just walk right into it.
Okay. Now, for those of you that don't know, this is the guy we've had on for a week, every single day. He said that he's been hired by his father's best friend to just kind of look and lurk around the office because they have to cut 6 people in an 18-people office. And this is the guy that's supposed to report back
on May 1st and give kind of a report on who should get the axe.
And in theory, it makes sense. I mean, you have somebody come in as a new employee that nobody's paying much attention to, and they're just kind of taking a look at the productivity of people, you know, how they are in the office and that kind of thing. But we just have a problem with Joe because he's not really doing it based on productivity in the office.
So you guys have been calling up, and we've been pretty hard on him the last couple of days, only because there are lives at stake. Mm-hmm. You know, there are careers at stake. One woman is a foster mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he said that she was spending too much time on the phone.
Yeah, whole family's at stake.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the main ones we have a problem with are the fact that there was one woman in the office we deemed Sweetie Pie, and she's safe because he has the hots for, and then anybody that's taking him to like a Braves game or gave him tickets to the Masters or whatever, that they're safe, but people who don't take him to lunch or that kind of thing, from what we've gathered, they're not safe.
Okay, Lucifer, why are you disappointed in us?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I've pretty much had it with you guys. You've judged me. I've tried to call the station. I thought this would be interesting, but it's really not very interesting. It's getting kind of boring for me. You're judging me. You're being not nice to me. You're calling me Lucifer. You're beating me up. You know, you're not here. You don't know what I have to go through every day with doing this. So, you know, I don't know what you would do in the same situation. So, you know...
Well, we would think that we would try to handle it with some ethics, you know, like you would actually check out the 18 people in the office and you make recommendations on who deserves to be there and who doesn't based on their job performance, and that we've been trying to beat that in your head now for 5 days.
Well, that's easy for you to say being in your position and not being in mine, but I wonder what you would do in the same position. I wonder what office politics goes on there at your office. Because it's not an easy thing to do, let me tell you. And you're judging me like you're holier than thou. You know, you're not perfect. You're not all high and mighty.
Well, now, Joe, I think you said that we don't know what you go through. Well, explain to us what you go through, because our perception is based on what you have told us.
Well, I told you the things that happened in the office and how I'm judging them and writing them down and keeping track with everything.
But do you think the stuff that you were telling us about might have been a little more personal and a little less business?
Of course it's personal. Business relationships and office relationships are personal. You know, I'm in to judge people, how they react, and that this is a team atmosphere. And how the people react to each other, how they work together, how many hours they spend working. I'm putting everything down, and you guys are judging me.
You mean
I wonder what goes on in your office.
Okay, you mean to tell me we're supposed to feel bad for you now? After all this, after the last week of you talking about these people and you putting them down and you making fun of the guy who has some stomach problems, you making fun of the woman who's a hypochondriac, you talking about the guy who took out Sweetie Pie on a date. Now, all of a sudden, today, we're supposed to flip and feel bad for you? Give me a break.
No,
you're totally handling this unethically. We've all said it over and over again. And I was really hoping that you were going to come on here today and say that you have been discovered in your office somehow and that you've been busted and that you've been fired. I'm really actually disappointed that you still have the job that you have.
Well, I'm not asking you to feel sorry for me. I'm asking you to not judge me. And you're judging. And you're making me out to be the bad guy. You're calling me a Lucifer. I mean, I don't even know why I keep calling. I'm not going to keep doing it. It's no good, you know. It's no good. And I'm not going to do it anymore.
Oops, sorry about that. That was his real voice.
Bad guy, and I don't want to take the chance of getting caught doing this.
Well, it's no good, but neither are your decisions.
Well, listen.
Jeff, don't do that.
What?
We can't do that.
I'm just trying to adjust it.
No. You can't do that. That's not what we're
about.
I'm
just adjusting it.
Go ahead.
I just say, you know, watch yourselves. That's all I'm going to say, because I'm going to be keeping my ears on you guys.
Huh? You think someone's going to... Someone's going to hire you as a spy here?
Oh, come on. Why, Iota?
Your manager's going to know, the newspaper's going to know, the government's going to know.
The government is going to know.
I'm keeping my ears on you guys.
You're keeping my ears on you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Watch yourselves, okay?
All
right. We know what happened at the other station. I'm not going to name anything, but we know what we're talking about here.
And you're the one that did that?
I'll be watching you guys. No, I will be listening.
So okay. You're gonna listen for it, and you're gonna call the government on us.
Okay.
Well, I'll be keeping my ears open. All right. Tell you. So watch yourself. You watch yourself really close, okay?
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye, bye, Lucifer.
You have got to be kidding me.
You guys,
that is called desperation, right there.
The voice disguise are off.
I can't believe you wouldn't let me take the voice disguise.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because he came on with us, and we promised him that we would disguise his voice, even if he's an idiot. We can't do that.
Yeah,
and then he's then he
we
bailed
can't
on
suit
us.
To his level.
Hey, Mindy, you're on all the hits,
Q100. Yeah, I really think we owe him an apology for calling him, what do we call him, Lester? Loser?
Lucifer.
Lucifer, because really I think a better, more exact name or a better name to call him is Wussy. He's a big, fat Wussy. And at first I thought he was a fraud. But
so
now
we.
I'm totally convinced that he is a spoiled, pathetic little rich boy. From his actions, not being able to finish the job with you guys, not being able to be a man and take what is thrown at him. He's a quitter, and that's why Daddy has to get him a job.
How about Wussifer?
Wussifer?
We can do both.
Yeah, I think he should be Wussifer.
Wussifer, all right.
And he's going to go to Daddy and say, Daddy, I want you to listen to that Birch. I want you to do something about it because they were mean to me.
And call the government on them.
You know what happened at that other radio station? What happened to you? What's your butt?
Hey, Aaron, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Hey.
I still think he's lying. I mean, if he's the new guy on the show, why is everybody giving him the gift?
Say the
they
way
don't know who he is.
You lost me.
Yeah, what?
Why is there, he said, why is everybody in the office giving him Braves tickets or taking him to lunch or taking him to the Masters? Maybe they know.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if somebody new comes in the office, I mean.
So maybe they know he's the guy, you think?
Yeah. If I knew who he was, if he was going to blackmail me, I'd blackmail him back.
Well, that's a great
that's
point.
A great
I
point.
Hadn't even thought of that. Like, why would they be giving this guy tickets and stuff if he's
Masters
the new guy?
Tickets,
Masters
tickets? You know how hard those are to come by?
Boy, that's a great point, Aaron. I didn't even see that, man.
All right. Yeah, y'all got a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I switched over from Z103. I'm glad I switched.
Well, so are we, man. You just made it a better show. Thank you for calling.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank God he switched, because we wouldn't have thought of that without him calling.
I didn't even register. Yeah. Never even registered. Good morning, all the hits, Q100.
This guy is the biggest loser. I cannot stand this guy. You're talking to a guy who probably can't even go to the bathroom by himself.
But he can get the government on us. He can't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy is by far the biggest 8-year-old that I've ever heard on the radio. And this guy, you're right, exactly right. He has to probably go to his daddy, and he's just going to go to his daddy. He's like, they were mean to me. Go over there and slap their hands.
Well, I can't believe
he's going to call the government on us. Right. And I can't wait to see the switchboard at Purdue's office when that one comes in. Hello, is this the government?
He probably can't even dial 411, so don't even worry about it.
Right. Thank you.
The Burt Show.
We got 3 minutes. What do you guys want to talk about?
Middle names.
I actually, instead of middle, well, we got tickled. Jen and I got tickled because instead of middle names, we were talking about people who had unfortunate names
really
in school.
Unfortunate.
You know what I'm talking about?
I've got a slew of these, the side bottom twins.
Well, more of insinuating names. Like, you want to share? Can we talk about this?
I don't know. I don't know if I can.
If you spell the last name and tell us what the first name was.
Jen's freaked out by the whole FCC thing. So.
Yes, okay. I know. The memo sitting in front of me.
She always called herself the third regular guy.
Okay, the girl's last name is D-I-X and first name Sharon.
That's
see,
that's gonna hurt.
That's an unfortunate name.
That's gonna hurt for a long
time. That's really sad.
Especially when you're a kid.
Yeah.
I mean,
they don't have to be offensive names like that too. Like, who did you say? Snodgrass or something?
Yes, I had I think it was high school or no girl in who pledged my sorority like 2 years behind me. Hope Snodgrass.
And I want to go pee in a pot or whatever?
Cherry Ounce of Pea Pot.
What?
Cherry Ounce
Lois
of Pea Pot. Cherry
Ounce
of Pea
Pot. What's her first name?
Lois.
And that whole thing is the last name.
Cherry Ounce of Pea Pot. Lois, why don't you call? She lives here in Atlanta now,
Lois,
right?
I'm sorry.
And I talked to her about her one time on the air, and she called and emailed, and now whenever her name comes up, she won't call anymore.
Because, I mean, the origination of names is usually, used to be, I think, to identify what you did for a living, or, you know, I mean, there's some history to each name, and I just wonder what.
Cherry Ounce of Pea Pot?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was, she's either Vietnamese or Thai or something like that. But it had like 932 letters in the last name, man.
Wonder what it means.
My husband's parents are Lois and Clark.
They are.
No,
they're
not. They are.
Yeah. Oh, that is so Hobbyville.
That is
so freaking Hobbyville.
It's not the hobby side of the family.
But it's your in-laws.
Yeah, my in-laws.
Hobby's in-laws are Lois and Clark.
And Jen's parents named are Ward and June.
I think we can do this because it's a last name.
Hey, Corey?
If it sounds risky, just have him spell it.
Go ahead. Spell the name we're talking about.
The name is S-H-I-T-T-L-E-R.
S-H-I-T-T-L-E-R.
Oh, no.
The kid never got over 5 feet. And he just got hurt all around.
If I was the dad, I probably would have gone and changed it to just the L's, Schiller. You know?
Yeah. And
just
you know what?
You got to run some of these names through Ellis Island.
That's going to be tough for him to propose, too. Will you marry me? Yes, only if I don't have to take your last name.
Wait, how about you take my name?
I wonder if there are women out there that have either not married a guy or had that big debate on the fact that she will not take his name, not for independent reasons, because his name was so bad.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Hey, Jenny. Hey, Jenny?
Yeah?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. What's going on?
Not much. Just left my book bag at a home, and I wanted to tell you guys that my grandma went to school with a woman named Ophelia Rass.
Ophelia.
It doesn't sound very funny, but then when you think about it, it's like,
always funny.
Ophelia. I will keep that with me all day today.
I know.
Thank you for that. I'm a damn sixth grader.
Yeah, and go find your book bag. I don't know. Yeah.
There was, when I lived in Boston, a friend of a friend's name was first name, Asian gentleman, first name was Fat, P-H-A-T.
Uh-huh.
Last name Ho, H-O, Fat Ho. That's the guy's name.
Not as good as Ophelia S. Good morning, all the Hitsky 100.
What is this?
Hey, this is Tina.
Hey, Tina.
Hey, okay, I used to work with a guy named Richard Seaman, but he wouldn't let people call him Richard. He said his name was Dick.
Oh, so
he
went by Dick Seaman. That is wrong.
Whoa.
That's scarring.
Do you think this can't be, this is a local number.
Thank you, Tina. I remember hearing a story about a baby, a baby being named because the woman really liked the color of paint that was in her hospital room. So she named her little baby Rose Enamel, which is Rose Enamel.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. That's urban legend. That's urban legend.
Whatever.
That's urban legend. Good morning, all the Hits Q100.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, you are going to, I see the name that you are going to tell us about. You are going to have to spell this one.
Okay, it's spelled P-H-U-C.
Okay.
And his last name is Me, M-E.
No way.
Now, you know this person, or is this urban legend?
He's a student in my classroom.
Oh, you are kidding.
No.
That is so incredibly wrong.
Like, what do you call him when you have to call him in class?
Be careful.
We call him Fook.
Fook.
Fook. Okay.
I'm looking at, there's a website.
Fook me, I'd like to introduce you to my best friend, Ophelia Ass.
Here's a website that I found that has some
the fuck ass kids.
Here's a website I found.
I'm so sorry.
Found appropriately named. I'll give you the last name and then the first name, and then Bert, you recite them in the proper order.
Okay. What was that again?
Last name. I'm going to give you these names. Last name first. These are actual scans of telephone listings. So
okay.
These are legitimately, and this is on a website, so it's legit because it's on the internet. Bert, the last name is Long, first name is Harden.
And you want me to do with that? What with that?
Say it. How?
Harden Long.
That's the guy's name.
You're 12. We're 12.
I know. It feels good.
Is that one any better than Bolivar Shag Nasty? Or Constant Farter? F-A-R-D-E-R.
No,
it's right
way.
There. Jen?
No.
Constance?
Farter.
Hey, Jen, you're on all the Hits Q100.
Hey, y'all. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I swear to God, this is true. And I'm just going to spell it. But I went to high school with a girl, and her last name was P-A-N-G. She was Asian. And her first name was P-U-H.
Hootang.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, and the poor girl didn't understand it.
Aww.
She was
so sad.
And people used to make fun of her all the time.
Poor little Poo Tang. Oh, it's a sad Poo Tang story.
See y'all later. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Here is,
I hate sad stories about Poo Tang.
This is just a funny name. It doesn't come off to be anything, but it's Nimrod and Amanda Funk.
Nimrod.
Who's going to name their child Nimrod?
I don't know. It's right there.
There's a high school mascot that's the Nimrods.
Yeah, they're an ESPN commercial.
Yeah, all the time.
Who would root for the Nimrods?
Hey, Brandon, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I had a friend of mine, her name was April Butt, and she was dating a friend of mine named Spanky. Had she taken her name, it would have been Spanky Butt.
Spanky Butt.
Spanky Butt.
But the bad part is she left him and went and dated a guy named Scooter, so he'd have been Scooter Butt.
Scooter Butt. That's my new on-air name.
Here's the last name, Bert. H-O-A-R-E.
H-O-A, okay.
First
okay.
name is Anita.
Anita Horde?
Oh, see.
It's in the phone book.
I don't believe it.
It's in the phone book.
I don't believe it.
They have telephone numbers. There's a place, there's an Atlanta number, the Atlanta Wee Wee Inspector. I kid you not, it's highlighted.
That looks pretty funny.
The Atlanta Wee Wee Inspector.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey.
Go ahead, add to the pot.
I know a family in Macon. The dad's name is Ben Dover. The mom's name is Eileen Dover. And they even went as far as naming their kid after the dad, and his name is Ben Dover Jr.
That's so... Oh. I mean, you should be able to call defects on a family like that. Uh-huh. All right, last one here, and then we're all going on our field trip because we're all in the sixth grade. Right. Hey, good morning. Oh, hold on one sec. Yeah, that's the one. What's going on, Julie? You got to be really, really, really careful with this. Go ahead and...
spell it.
You got to spell it.
Hey, Melissa, this is Julie from Dallas. It's a Piedmont.
Hey, Julie, how are you?
Fine.
Good.
I have a friend that's a teacher in Clayton County, and she had a little kid, and his name, last name was spelled S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D, but they called him Shaseed.
You'd have to.
Yeah, so that was always a good one.
Thank you for calling.
All right, thanks, guys.
Oh!
Shafid in the morning.
With sidekicks Putang, Ophelia S, and Bend Over.
And Fat Ho.
All right, we did it. We killed 3 minutes successfully in an entertaining 3 minutes.
The website, by the way, is funnyname.com if you want to.
Entertaining to who, by the way?
Yeah, right.
Us. To us.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.